Thanks, Kelly. It is time to find out who, if you haven't already heard or seen on the socials, is going to be on CGT Canada this year. His name is Adam Cook. Adam sits with me in studio this morning. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me in, Scotty. Good to see you again.
Now, Adam, you've been here before. You're an old friend of the show. You used to work at this radio station. You've done political stuff for us. We've gone through elections. You, sir, have been a theater person, a musical person, an entertainer. You now do journalistic stuff with Tell Eel. You've been there. We were just talking about that for years.
Yes, that's right. Actually, I just am finishing up on my 150th episode of my one-hour weekly series, Tell Eel 24/7. That'll air tonight at 5.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And so you have talent. We know this. Anybody who lives in the Quad Counties has heard the name Adam Cook and has an idea that you have talent.
Jack of all trades, master right? of none, but apparently Canada's Got Talent thought I was a master of some trades.
So
yes.
Explain to me, because when I saw that you were a contestant, right, and I don't get a chance to see you or talk to you enough or whatever, but when I see you, we're cordial when we talk, friendly everywhere. How did you become a contestant of Canada's Got Talent? And why? What happened?
Surprise!
Yeah!
You know, if you'd have told me a year ago that I would be auditioning for a national television competition show, yeah, I would have just kind of shrugged and said, yes, yes, that's very nice. I'll fly you to the moon the next day. Mm-hmm. But sometimes God points you in that direction and fate points you in that direction and all the dice just fell right for me to look at this and say, well, maybe this is a chance for me to share my music on a national TV platform. My wife, Kathy, was very supportive. We talked about this quite a bit. And mm-hmm. in the end, there we were heading to Niagara Falls together last October to film the audition.
So is this okay? So how does this start? Besides you and Kathy sitting at the kitchen table, right? I'm assuming maybe in the living room, wherever you were. And you go, okay, maybe I want to do this. Maybe I want to, like, where does the, I don't even know the idea come from, but where does the lineup start?
Well, first of all, it happens without a trace of ego because
okay. yeah.
I know, well, first of all, I am actually over 25. I'm 51.
Yes.
You know, I'm one of the old fellas. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not your stereotypical reality competition show contestant.
No.
But yet, I'm still making music. I'm still writing music. Yes. I'm actually working on my third album, My Ocean Playground. It's 80% recorded. I hope to have it out a little later this year. So I thought to myself, well, maybe this is a venue for me to be able to share what I've got on a national stage. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not all that different from the reason anybody gets into a competition show, yeah, really. People just say, I've got something, I'd like to share it. So that all worked out. The producers of the show were very kind. They were very open and welcoming, and so there I was.
So do you get to play your original stuff on television?
Yes, I do, as
Shut
a matter
up.
Of fact. Yeah, one of the songs, well, I won't say too much because yeah. they tell you don't say too much, but okay. I went to that audition in Niagara Falls with original material packed in my briefcase. Let's put it like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so as I don't feel I have any talent, so I, when it comes to somebody with talent, I need to ask all the questions. Did you just drive to Niagara Falls on a whim, or did you already have, like, did you have a space? Did you have to apply online? How does it work?
Oh, I definitely filled in the online application.
Okay.
So, yeah, I went through all the proper channels, if anybody's
okay.
wondering
all
there.
Right.
I didn't just show up kind of knocking on the
well,
door.
Well, this is what I didn't
yeah.
know. It was like an open cattle call or whatever in Niagara Falls, and everybody goes in.
It's extremely organized, believe it or not.
Okay.
And, you know, I was talking about this to a friend of mine not long ago, saying mm-hmm. you would be surprised that you go from the audition to the semifinals, then right to the finals. It isn't stretched out.
Are you
out
saying that you go yeah. to the finals?
Well,
are
I didn't.
You?
I said you as in the general you.
All
I
right.
didn't say we as in the royal we. Yes,
right.
But you will have to watch to find out.
Now, CGT, Canada's Got Talent, is on City TV everywhere.
Yes.
The season premiere is tomorrow night. This is season 3?
Yes, it is. The million
three?
Dollar season. This is season 3.
So this is a $1 million. Adam Cook up for $1 million. Now, when it comes to your picture, your page, when it comes to the cast on CGT's website, right?
Yeah.
It says novelty, right? Now, Adam, between you and I.
Yes, between you and I and a few thousand people, Scotty.
Right. Don't worry about the few thousand people that are listening at home, in their car, at work, whatever. Between you and I, what type of novelty are we talking about here?
Well, I think they found out that Kathy and I went to gift shops in Niagara Falls while we were there for my audition, and we bought some novelties. Like, we go out, brought a fridge magnet in the shape of the province of Ontario, okay. And we bought a pair of Mr. Dress-Up socks, which I am wearing today, as a matter of fact. So I think that's what they mean. They looked at me and said, hey, he likes novelties. So let's call him a novelty act.
Okay.
All I can say that before his 5 Grammys, Weird Al Yankovic was a novelty act, too.
Yeah, I understand completely. That's why I asked, because, like, I know you're a singer. I know you're a songwriter. I know you're a songwriter. I know you're a playwright. I know you're an actor, right? You wrote, produced, and acted in 100,000 Welcomes.
Yes, that's right.
Like, I know all this stuff about you. So when they say novelty, I'm like, what does that mean? Like, I don't want anybody to look at, like, Adam Cook and be like, okay, novelty, that's a joke, right? Like, I don't want...
It's a little bit of a joke.
But you're also a comedian. And,
yes.
And, you know, you've got some comedy aspect to it, but I don't want somebody to say that Adam Cook's a joke.
No,
exactly. You know what I mean there?
Well, the way I look at it, I do a lot of funny songs and songs that are satirical and comedic in that nature, but I also do some songs that are a little more serious and a little more standard folk songs.
Mind the Moose was a very serious song.
Exactly, yes. It's a serious deconstruction about the wildlife that happens up on the Cabot Trail whilst one is driving. Yes, it could be a Shakespearean sonnet for all you know.
100,000%.
Yes, exactly.
I get it.
10,000%. Yeah.
So, Canada's Got Talent is on CBTV. It starts tomorrow. You can tell me that you've already said this. I'm going to get you to say this.
Now, I've had a lot of people asking me, are you on the season premiere? Mm-hmm. And I can confirm without a shadow of a doubt, I am not on the season premiere. Isn't that exciting? We had this big buildup. What happens with the show, and you may have got this from the Turnbull brothers as well, they confirm to the individual participants 2 weeks before their footage starts to air.
Okay.
I have not received that particular email from Canada's Got Talent yet, but I expect to have it soon. So the likelihood is that you're going to see me on the show during the month of April.
Okay.
So they run audition shows all the way through April, and they finish up on the 30th, the last day of the month. So it might be until then that you see me, but as soon as I know, I will let everybody know.
Let me tell you, right? It's Vanessa Williams' birthday today. She's saving the best for last. You
exactly.
Know
that song? I see what you did there.
See the connection?
Nicely done.
He's saving you until
always love
April
that song.
30th, and that's what it is. So you will be able to see Adam Cook on Canada's Got Talent. I'm excited to know what you did, and I know you cannot talk about what you've done on the show, because we used to have the Turnbull brothers. We had the Turnbull brothers on weekly with me when they were going through their CGT journey last year. So I'm very excited again to have somebody else from Cape Breton Island that is going through the CGT journey.
I really hope that I represent Cape Breton well, that I represent the Strait area well, and that I represent Port Hawkesbury. I've honestly been very overwhelmed and floored and touched by the reaction I've gotten once people started finding out that I was going to be on the show. I'm stopped at least 5 or 6 times a day with people congratulating me, and the response from Lordways, where I grew up and where my heart is still, has just been astounding. There's a Facebook group called Lordways Connecting to Our Heritage, and a post went up about me being on Canada's Got Talent. It's been viewed 50,000 times. I'm just utterly shocked, and merci Lardoise, thank you Lordways, and thank you Port Hawkesbury and the whole Strait area for making me feel like a pretty special fella.
Well, Adam, you are a pretty special fella. You've been around doing stuff for this community forever. Like, I'm not even talking about Rotary stuff. Like, I'm just going through all these things that I just know about you, and I don't have, like, a list of things. I didn't have to do research because you've always been there.
I didn't give you a bio.
No, I don't have a bio from you. I just know these things because, everybody, I know things about Adam Cook.
Well, that's very kind of you, Scotty. They'll put that on my license plate or on my gravestone. Adam Cook, he was always there. But happy to be there, I guarantee you that.
But it's true, and this is the thing. You've always been around that I know about. I've been in this area for 23 years. You know, like, I've been on the radio here 23 years. I'm celebrating my 16th year doing this morning show.
Hey, way to go.
As of yesterday. And when it comes to the fact of you've been around doing stuff with Dalil, doing stuff with The Reporter, doing stuff, you know, in broadcast and in reporting and in journalism, and you did things here at this radio station before I was here. I know that.
5 years ago, 5 years in a row during the AM days of CIGL.
Right? So, like, the fact that you've always been there, and now you're getting a national audience for God knows how long, right? Because everybody's clips get cut different ways.
Exactly, right? Yeah. And I mean, this is what I'm looking forward to seeing, is how they do arrange the footage of what I've already shot, where the journey goes from here. I mean, could it be as long a journey as Mitch McDonald and the Turnbull brothers? Could be as short a journey as William Hung? No one ever knows.
Dude, if you become like a William Hung, or like the guy with the pants on the ground, the pants on the ground guy, like that was like 14, 15, 16 years ago, and I still remember that. I say pants on the ground and somebody singing the song somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I know too, yeah.
Right?
Looking like a fool.
With your pants on the ground.
Exactly.
Right? Now, if you get that type of viral sort of thing, do you know?
One never knows. Yeah, I mean, I've put stuff up on Instagram and TikTok that have gone up to 8.3 million views. So, I mean, you never know when something's going to take hold and go viral. So, does that happen with Canada's Got Talent? Ooh. We'll just have to wait and see.
That's what you call a promo right there. That's what you call a teaser, and you have to watch the show to find out. You can start watching the show tomorrow night with the premiere episode of Canada's Got Talent on City TV everywhere. Adam will not be on the show, but you can watch the show and find out who Adam's competition will be and how much they're going to lose against Adam Cook. You like that?
You found me out, Scott.
You like that?
Yeah.
Adam, thank you for coming in. Will you come and talk more Canada's Got Talent as the weeks go on?
I will indeed, and I'll take this last moment to let folks handy to the Glace Bay area know will actually be appearing with last season's Cape Breton darlings from Canada's Got Talent, the Turnbull brothers. We are doing a fundraiser for the Cape Breton University Student Union Food Bank and the North End Sydney Pantry. It's going to be happening from 7 to 9 o'clock at the main event in Glace Bay.
Tonight, right?
Tonight. Literally tonight. So I'll be meeting those guys one night before my Canada's Got Talent journey and the season goes. I'd never met the Turnbull brothers before, and I feel terrible about it because they've played in our neck of the woods and they're great guys. I loved following their journey last year as well too, but this is the first time we've ever shared a stage together, and we are literally going to all be doing a couple of numbers together. Myself and them and Wendy McPhee and Destiny Dawn, who has worked with Hearts of Kin that people around here might know as well. So we're excited about it, and I'm looking forward to meeting the boys.
I have met them over the phone. I've never had an opportunity to meet them in person. It just, the schedules didn't work. I know they played in St. Peter's a couple times. They played in McBush a couple times. They asked me to come. They're like, Scotty, you got to come. And I was like, I can't make it. I got other engagements that I need.
I got the stuff and the things.
Right? The calendar's already full. I apologize, but I would have loved to have gone and met them. You have a great time tonight, sir.
Thank you.
And we will talk again when it comes Canada's Got Talent. Adam Cook is the contestant from, and I think you're the contestant from Cape Breton, right?
I'm the only contestant from Cape Breton this year. There's two more from Nova Scotia, but I'm the lone Cape Bretoner, and I'll do my best to fly the tartan proudly.
I hope so. Adam Cook will join me on the Hawk Morning Show for the next couple weeks. We're going to talk about Canada's Got Talent. As all there is to it.
You got it.
All right. Yeah, we'll get Adam's reviews every week, and then you can review yourself. That would be awesome, too.
Ooh, boy. 1 star out of 5. It's going to be great.
Yeah, let's hope not. Let's hope it's better than that. I hope it's better than that.
It will be.
All right. On the way, the latest from Taylor Swift before an information update at 9 here on The Hawk.